one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Today, so.
How are you, sir?
I got smacked yesterday. Liverpool's down right now. Well, I mean, we're fighting. We're in it right now, my friend.
They are down right now. It's 1-0 halftime. I will keep you updated if anything turns. Do we have live odds on that we saw?
Just a thought here.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need to start James Milner in a game like this at his age. Fuck. Just a thought.
Is that fucking Thughead?
Just a thought.
Is that Blockhead?
No, I don't think so. Milner?
Fuck. We got Fabinho on the fucking bench. Dude.
Hey, who's like, Blockhead? Who's Samantha? Who's Doghead?
Harry Maguire's on the bench. Yeah, too. Maguire. Man, you. He's lost his spot.
Yeah, Maguire's on Man United.
We could take 280 Liverpool to fucking pull this one out.
What's draw, no bet?
Let me go into that situation.
Plus 175 on the draw, no bet.
Have to.
There we go. What's double chance?
Liverpool
double
and
chance
draw.
Is
-140.
-140.
There we go. Come on, lads.
That's the play.
All right, we're chasing.
Everyone's chasing, like, chasing. Everyone's talking about like, oh, well, they shouldn't have let Mané go. Mané forced his way out. Like, he wanted to go to Bayern. What do you want the team to do?
That is what everyone's saying.
You know, right, by the way, like, you can't. That the soccer. This is how soccer works. Like Lewandowski forced his way out of Bayern. Mané forced his way out of Liverpool. This is how soccer works.
By the way, speaking of, Bayern's a wagon right now.
Oh, man.
I mean,
well, they have six,
I think,
five.
Tony, we could find 11 guys that might be able to compete with Bochum on a Sunday morning.
I know, I know. But that there were seven in that one, but they've scored 15 in their first three games.
let's hold off until they play somebody, please.
PSG, too, dude. 8 seconds in.
That was sweet. That was so good.
Yeah, I mean, also, actually, Lille's actually a decent squad. PSG is looking like they are actually clicking a bit.
Okay.
Gump, I have a quick question about just soccer in general. As a PSG fan, why the fuck is PSG not in the best league?
What are you talking? They're
by country, dude.
It's the English Premier League. The Barclays.
You play PSG's Premier in league. France. You play in the French league. You can't just choose.
And then the Champions League mid is the best team from each best club
four,
from each
four
country.
Yeah. Best
so,
country.
So you want to, wait, all you care right about if you're a PSG fan, Mitt, is the Champions League because they win the French league every year.
Okay, so they, it's a good. So like we're good right now in the Champions League. It's just fine being in there.
We.
Yeah, like yeah, it hasn't started yet.
Yeah, we. It has not begun.
Okay,
but they are PSG is looking like they are clicking on all cylinders.
False. Any midweek footy this week?
No, nothing till Friday. I got smacked yesterday.
Okay. Well, that'll happen, pal. You had a great start to the year, week one.
We had a good week, yeah. Saturday was all right.
Okay, what's our week look like? We have a Monday Night Football game tonight, which we will break down. We have baseball tonight and every single day that we will break down. We have FedEx Cup playoffs, final 30.
Yes, we do.
That we will do this week as well. We will continue with the NFC West today. We're going to do the Chargers quickly because we forgot them on Friday. That's on me. And then we'll start the NFC West tomorrow. What am I forgetting? Preseason, the final preseason games are this week.
Week
for
zero.
NFL, and we have week zero for college football.
Yeah.
We are pretty much fully back in it. Week zero, not the strongest slate,
I mean,
you could say, for,
there are a couple
for
sides,
college football. But
a couple sides to get excited about.
Let's start with tonight, though, Monday Night Football. The line was down just a second ago. Let's see if it's back up.
I saw
2.5 still.
You got it. I got it at 2.5. Sorry. I got a Jets plus 3.5 during
the
show.
On Jets?
I am.
Wow.
Ooh, give me Falcons money line.
Ridder made a lot of plays, but he also threw the ball to the other team quite a bit in his first little matchup. I also now this is saying quite a bit, and I shouldn't even say
you
it.
Love Mike White.
He does. Diggs is a secret fucking Jets guy.
I love Mike White, and I
love Zach Wilson.
I love Stravolski.
You love Stravolski?
And
the Jets did get me last week.
The Falcons starters aren't blowing the doors off of. Now, I'm saying this.
Keep going, lad. I like this.
We all had a really good preseason weekend, right? We all did well. Yeah. We all did well in preseason.
I didn't hit a bet.
Hey,
I only
shout out the Eagles yesterday for the shield. For the fucking shield.
Hey, they did money line, but the Browns covered the spread. Okay.
Don't matter. As long as the Browns lose, that's all that matters.
Fucking Bruce Texas Sunday morning goes team ride fucking Eagles, right? And I said, I don't bet against Josh Dobbs. So,
and I said, all right, for that reason.
We all went out. We all went out. Everything hit this weekend except for me. I did have a money line parlay that included the Commanders. They had a chance. They did cover they didn't cover the spread because of that fucking interception.
That was the one I missed on this weekend. Commanders as well. Was my last. Oh, and Carolina Friday night as well.
But fucking Ravens, Bills, Panthers, or sorry, Ravens, Bills, Patriots, Green Bay.
Tell you what, dude.
Steelers grinded
it out.
Skyler Thompson.
He's a guy.
Ooh, boy.
So
if you watch him, he is fucking dealing, dude.
So we've done well in preseason, okay? I'm just saying the Jets. I like the Jets.
Fucking Jets. Give me the Falcons money line.
Now, I don't love it because obviously the starters aren't going for the Jets at all, and I think they are for the Falcons.
Yeah, if it's like last game, Mariota gets a bit of burn and then Ridder plays the rest of the game, I'm fucking all in, dude.
Yeah, me too. I'm Falcons money line.
What if it gets to six? What if it's at six?
I'm on the, you know, I mean, 3.5 to me is too much to
that's lay. What it was. It's still locked for me. Is it locked for you?
I don't know. I saw it up at 4.5 for a second.
It's at
there.
Four and a half right now.
So I think it could be a.
I'm on the Jets plus the 4.5.
A team ride. This could be a team ride thread the needle.
I was on the Jets at 3.5. I'm going to be on them at 4.5.
Might as well.
I'm on Atlanta money line.
Me too.
To go.
I think Mike White and Stravolta, you know.
Come on, Strafalski.
They keep fighting. They keep fighting, boys.
I love Strafalski.
So you two are on. Listen, not saying you're on the wrong side because you're not. Mariota and Ridder probably should be.
Actually,
should be better than fucking Mike White and Strafalski.
Let's hope.
Should be.
We'll see.
Did you guys learn anything this weekend from preseason? Because
yeah, don't fucking bet parlays.
Well,
it's a good point.
Well,
and also preseason football, probably just not the smartest thing to bet big units on.
No,
too big for your britches. I disagree. I think you can find some fucking golden gooses in preseason football.
I agree. And professional.
Anybody that says it's dumb to bet on preseason football, you find a good number in anything.
Exactly. You're not doing the right research.
You don't know. Exactly. You don't know more. Week six, taking the Texans plus 13.5.
You got
on the road.
You got a better chance winning these bets right now than you do fucking week one.
Yeah. I agree, 1,000%. I agree.
That was the pep talk I was giving myself.
Legit.
Now, professional bettors, since this is a betting show, professional bettors will tell you to never ever take a parlay ever in your entire life.
Yeah, have to sprinkle.
This show won't tell you that, but
no. Also, there's a big like you have to go through the mental warfare of straight betting and having the odds on your side for the more recreational better. To me, it isn't like a kiss of death thing where you can never win.
No.
With a plus money strategy.
Agreed.
Yeah, you also can hit like a fucking 19 fucking NFL preseason parlay for like $2,000. Yeah.
I don't want to overreact, but the bet still hit for me because Timmy Boyle led them down the field and scored a touchdown.
Oh yeah, you middled that thing, huh?
Soon as Jack Cohn came into the game and it was a tie ball game,
I took
the Lions plus the 1.5.
Yeah, you did.
fucking auto bet, auto fade Jack Cohn. He actually, so Timmy Boyle leads the Lions down, scores a touchdown. So at that point, it was a win. Jack Cohn did lead them down, though, and score a touchdown. Oh, yeah. So, you know, shout out Jack Cohn there.
I love that they fucking went for two as well.
Yeah. I know. They had to.
You were good either way.
Preseason, you have to. Bruce said, the book is out on Ian Book, but not on Jack Cohn yet.
Are we still in on Jack?
That's what Bruce is saying. Well, Bruce is also a Colts fan. Bit of improvement. You have to remember that.
Go Giants. If there's anything I can do to help the Colts win. Hat, Bruce hat. Where is that?
Where's
thing?
The fucking lefty hat, dude?
It's outside.
All right. So tonight I'm on Jets plus 4.5. You two are on Falcons. Mitt, are you on anything?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons. You say money line? 4.5.
Yeah, I'm not fucking laying fucking. I took that this morning and minus 40.
Yeah, it was 2.5 before when the news came out, I believe. As far as
cold day in hell before I lay 4.5 points on Atlanta in a preseason game. I'm sorry.
The bigger spreads, though, did cover. The Chiefs covered. The Bills covered. The Ravens covered. Who was the other big one?
Heinicke looked good when he came
in. Did not cover.
Pats did? Well, yeah. The Giants don't count. Huh?
Well, they had a big spread.
Heinicke looked good when he came in.
There's a lot of backups that looked really good when they came in. Now.
Teddy looked decent too. Two have made a couple plays that looked nice. Teron Armstead is going to have to be the guy because I don't know if anybody's seen, we are averaging about 2 yards per rush in the preseason.
It's early. For news of this upcoming week, I've just started this morning putting stuff together. The only game that I've really dialed in is Lions are playing their stars an entire half, but not with Goff. Goff is not going to play. And the Steelers are also playing a half. I assume Mitch is going to play in that one, I think. So that's
Steelers are the fucking bet of the preseason with their QBs going, dude. It's no brainer.
Hey, Mason went 17-21 to finish that game in the second half.
Here we go, Mason. Hey.
Good preseason quarterback.
Leader of men.
No. I wouldn't go that far.
Moxie, my friend.
Crack a cold one.
So we'll do the preseason as it goes on this week. After tonight's game, we'll get some more information on that for your week 3 of preseason betting, and then we have a little bit of time off until
you know they're losing their third a bit because they ain't putting those lines out. Last week those lines were out fucking first thing. Those lines still haven't come out.
Oh, preseason week 3 preseason's not out yet.
They're waiting. They've taken a bit of a licking on the preseason.
They're waiting to hear. They just came out.
Oh, they're out now?
They just came out.
Because I was gonna tweet them all out this morning, and I just went and looked, and I said, oh, no, they're fucking holding them in their hands.
Packers are 2.5 faves at KC. KC's played their starters in both opening games. I don't know if they will in this one. LaFleur said he's decided on what he's going to do in this preseason game, but hasn't told the players
Jordan yet. Love's looked decent, man.
He has. And Etling's good at 3, so... Niners are minus 3.5. We know that their starters are going to play because Shanahan said so before.
1-3, yeah.
And Lovie said they are treating the 3-game preseason like the 4-game preseason, so game 3 is a dress rehearsal for them. So their starters will go at least a half. So Texans.
Dougie played the first half against the Rams.
I think they might again. Panthers are 4.5 against the Bills. I assume that they think the Bills aren't going to play their guys in this one.
Well, you might as well play Sam Darnold now.
Yeah, now. Did you hear what Ian said?
I missed it.
I asked Ian why Sam didn't play now because...
Oh, yeah, I heard that. He just said
to protect Sam. I don't know if that is what it is or whatever.
Sam?
Seattle's minus 3 against Dallas.
Drew Locke.
Dallas never plays anybody. I might be on the Seattle there.
They smack the Rams.
I know.
Rams don't play anybody, you get two return
touchdowns. That helps.
True story.
Saints are minus 1.5 at the Chargers. Who knows if that anyone plays there.
Tyrod looked nice yesterday.
He did. One. Raiders and Patriots. That's a point. They're practicing together this week.
Yeah, but now no Mullins for the Raiders.
I know.
We lost our other guns. What are the Raiders doing? We're going for the perfect preseason.
They just released Kenyon Drake as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just now.
Ravens are minus 6.5.
You could land on a fucking team.
That's starting to get absurd. Ravens minus 6.5.
Yeah, they almost, Cards almost backdoored that thing.
I know. Dolphins are minus 2.5 against the Eagles. Browns are minus 4 against the Bears. Titans minus 3 against the Cards. Colts are minus 6 against the Bucks. I believe the starters are going again for Indy this week. Steelers are minus 3.5 against the Lions.
Gotcha.
That's what we got. Little early week zero as far as NCAA is concerned. This weekend, week zero starts. A few bigger team names, not a ton.
The Dublin game is all eyes on Dublin, Ireland.
Okay, so the Dublin game, Nebraska and Northwestern.
Hell yeah.
Nebraska.
I hope it rains. I hope it pours.
Nebraska's minus 12.5.
Do you think they're playing in like just a grass field, like an open grass field?
No, dude, there's going to be a fucking beautiful stadium there.
It would be cool.
Like when Notre Dame went over there and played a couple years ago.
I'm excited for this.
Adrian Martinez for Nebraska, thank God, is gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, still there.
No, do you know, actually, I believe, do you know where he went and replaced?
He transferred to...
I think K-State. I think he's Skylar Thompson's fucking...
Yep, that's correct.
That dude still has eligibility?
Adrian Martinez?
That dude's 24.
Yeah, I have no idea how he's still in the NCAA, but he is. Yeah.
Well, it's like fucking Bo Nix, dude.
Yeah, all of them.
Bo Nix will go off this year for Oregon, though.
Bo played well at that LSU game last year. Bo played really well.
Bo is a fifth year with his COVID year this year, probably, right?
I think so.
Yeah, was it that? Yeah. Casey Thompson is now the quarterback for Nebraska. He was in Texas. Remember, he came in 2 years ago for the bowl game and balled out. He wasn't bad last year for Texas. He's definitely an upgrade over Adrian Martinez. Mark Whipple's in as the OC, who comes from Pitt. He likes to fucking throw it around. Northwestern returns 9 starters on offense. You would think that's a good thing. They did have the 125th ranked offense, though, last year. Like, so is it a good thing when you return everyone on a bad offense?
So it's
another year, lads, running back.
They do return all 5 offensive linemen, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Did fucking United score again?
Yes, they did.
Oh, no.
Surely it's Marcus Rashford. Old Trafford is abuzz.
Oh, no.
Despite the protests this morning gripping the town.
Oh, no.
It's we're absolute in a bad scenes.
Spot, dude.
We are in a bad spot
for Man United.
Sounds like you like Northwestern.
I absolutely love Northwestern.
Ugh.
Dublin, Ireland.
What's the spread?
12.5.
12.5 right now. you would ideally love to just get your hands on a nice Northwestern plus 14 here, but you can't really buy points.
It might get there by game time.
I think it's been falling, actually.
It hasn't moved out 12.5 for me since I made this sheet.
Yeah, I don't know if – yeah, I think it's opened, I think, at 13 or 13.5 and has fallen down to the 12. I mean, I love it. They're returning their O-line, like – Hopefully it rains. It's in Dublin.
Sure.
It's almost 2 touchdowns. Give it to me.
Okay.
We're back.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm taking Nebraska, but this is one of those where you take Northwestern and you fucking hold on.
Yeah.
But like and it's a sweat from kickoff until that final whistle.
But that's where Northwestern belongs. They're going to take the air out of the ball.
Sure.
How did we get this game in Ireland?
I don't know.
It's going to be 10-7.
What happened?
I don't know. Things happen.
It's awesome.
Things happen.
I'm so excited for this
game. We're only talking about
this game stinks, but I am going to be laying the minus 12.5.
Okay.
Just because, kind of to play contrarian here, and like I was thinking about it, if they have a new quarterback and they're minus 12.5, that means Northwestern must fucking suck. I watched no games of Northwestern last year.
They did stink.
So
they weren't good.
They didn't
book
score.
Book is telling me right now, I believe Nebraska's going to beat the shit out of this.
I believe they didn't score more than 14 in their final 6 games.
But
last
at
year.
The spread, they're always hanging around with the plus 17.5, so
sure.
Can't really sure. Hold it against them.
They were 3-9 straight up last year and 3-9 ATS. Nebraska was 3-9 last year. Played in a lot of close games. They were 7-5 ATS.
Yeah, and they played with a kid that could not throw the fucking ball to save his life. He had an arm like me.
Okay.
It's true.
UConn and Utah State. That one's 28-point spread. You taking UConn in that one, or
yeah, 20? That's been climbing too.
You're a fucking maniac,
No. I'm keying up Utah State. Hopefully, trying to get a better number than 28.5 somehow. But you know, you're looking at 56-10, and 10's high on the UConn side.
Could be. Utah State was 11-3 last year. They return 7 on offense, 5 on defense. Quarterback comes back. Probably not going to take anything there. Wyoming and Illinois Illinois is minus 10.5. If this gets to 10, I'm probably taking Illinois.
Yep, I'm going to take Illinois.
Agree. A lot of people are high on
Illinois. They got that coach.
They Bielema?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And Wyoming's been decimated by the transfer portal.
Wyoming has been absolutely decimated. They returned 8 starters together, 4 on offense, 4 on defense. They were horrendous on offense last year.
Yeah. They got like a, you know, some like red shirt sophomore taking his first snap, I'm sure.
Who am I talking? Illinois got, I believe, DeVito's his last name, the transfer from Syracuse.
Danny DeVito.
Illinois returns their top running back. You know Bielema's going to put it on the ground. If it gets to 10 there.
Illinois for sure.
Charlotte and FAU. FAU's minus 7.5. That one's a tough one to handicap, to be honest.
That's, again, another number shop where, like, I think it opened at 4.5. Now it's 7.5. It's obviously a lot less appetizing at 7.5.
Here's one where I think I'll be on. North Texas is at UTEP.
The Green Machine.
It's going to be a battle. UTEP. It is going to be a battle. It's 1.5. The spread's 1.5. What are you going to say, Mitt?
I've been seeing a lot of highlights coming off of, for some reason, my Instagram algorithm has me getting North Texas wide receiver highlights, and I've been seeing a lot of them.
Okay.
They are pretty fucking good. These kids are fast.
Well, just know last year, Mitt, that North Texas was 108th in the country at passing. They didn't run the ball very much. They didn't pass the ball very much. I'm actually leaning UTEP at home as a dog. To kick this one off, but we'll have more later in the week. And then the last game, actually not the last game. Vandy's at Hawaii. Is Vandy's that minus 7.5.
Late one?
Huh?
Late one?
Yeah, late one.
Vandy. Is that in Australia or
Hawaii? No, I think it's in Hawaii.
Gotcha.
Hawaii was absolutely decimated because Todd Graham leaves, fucking burnt the place down. Hawaii quarterback Timmy Chang is now the head coach there. They have 6 returning starters, 4 on offense, 2 on defense, whole new staff. It's not like Vandy's good, but they are an SEC school going to a decimated Hawaii. So I think, especially if it gets to 7, I'm laying Vandy in that situation.
I might like Hawaii for the late night here.
There is another late one.
It's never easy going to Hawaii for a late night.
I'm seeing
night.
6.5 right now, what? Tony.
Yeah.
Hawaii Vandy. +6.5.
Vandy put me down. And then the other one late night is Nevada and New Mexico State. Nevada was a fucking darling coming into last season. They lost everybody. They have 6 returning starters. The entire coaching staff is gone. New Mexico State, not a great team. They're 2-10 last year. So I'm not going to touch this one, but a lot of people are fading Nevada this year.
What's the line?
10.5. Nevada's minus 10.5.
9.5 right now.
Oh, it is? Yeah. It's got down.
Yeah.
These are moving.
I like Nevada and kind of just a Nevada, Illinois 9.5 parlay and pray, lay and pray. But yeah, I don't really know why, but I just feel like they'll beat the shit out of the Lobos to get things started.
The Lobos stink.
Yeah, the Lobos. I feel like this is always like
the Lobos returned 2 starters last season.
Like 3-4 years ago, you'd watch this game on like Facebook Live, and it would be just 46-17.
They're returning 13 starters this year, so they're going in the right direction.
All right,
but
Facebook Live.
Right now,
they used to have these games on Facebook.
Right now, early in the week, not official picks at all. Leaning UTEP +1.5 at home, and then Vandy -6.5 on the road. What leaning early?
Yeah, I am.
It's early. God bless. We still got the rest of the week to go.
Yeah, I got to get in the film room, study some Charlotte FAU.
Yeah, that one was a tough. That one could go. That one could go either way.
FAU's at home, right?
Yeah.
It's probably fun little game.
Nevada might win by 50.
Okay, you taking Nevada?
They might.
They were
Nebraska too.
That program. I don't know what happened to that program.
Illinois.
What happened
to Nevada at the end of the season from their last game until their bowl game where they like had 20 starters sitting out? Remember Carson Strong sat out.
Yep.
Everyone fucking sat out. The coaches all left. Everything left. Not exactly in the greatest spot. So we got week 0 this weekend, and then full week 1 college football next week.
Sheesh.
So if you haven't started, you're fucking studying. Get in the lab, boys.
Look, lad.
Get in the lab, boys.
Yeah. I got a plus 1,200 fucking parlay right now for week zero.
Let it eat, lad.
That'd be Mitt. Nothing like coming and starting the show and saying, I learned, can't do fucking parlays.
Not for fucking preseason, dude. Never those get games over don't Mitt matter. These actually
Mitt's,
matter.
Mitt's Miami money line over Bama to start last year.
Forgot all
hang
about
that in the yeah fucking lure. 40
to, man. 40 to nothing and half.
Man, that's like deja vu.
40 to nothing
and half. Miami outright.
Forgot about that one.
Oh, I will never forget
Miami.
That.
I have never gotten beat worse in a bet. That was a fucking slaughter.
People running for their lives.
Hey, people are high on the Canes this year. You know why?
Nobody can take your soul you fucking, at college football.
You trusted
like
their
that
quarterback who was not good.
Who is their quarterback?
No. He's good now. It was what's his name? The transfer from Houston.
De'Aaron King.
Oh,
he got hurt.
Yeah, he was stunk, coming off of an ACL. Dude. Mitt's like, off of an ACL, let's go fucking Miami against Bama.
I thought he would have a much more accurate arm because he would have to fucking, you would assume, work out his arm if he was coming back from an ACL. He'd be like, oh, well, I can't just run around everybody anymore. I'm coming back from an ACL. I'm also going to better league, better players. No, didn't give a shit. It doesn't work on his accuracy at all.
Miami's quarterback now is actually really good. His name is Tyler Van Dyke. He came in at the end of last season and played really, really good down the stretch.
They got the coach from Oregon, right?
Yes. He brought in the DC from Michigan. Who else did he bring in? Like they brought in a lot of like good coach. The coaching staff's moves. People are high on Miami.
Doing it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Doing it the right way. All right. We'll do more of week zero as the week continues on. Let's do baseball tonight. Sound good? Baseball. Atlanta's in Pittsburgh. Odorizzi goes against Ronzi Contreras. Atlanta's minus $2. Odorizzi's got a 4.24 expected. Atlanta's 8-2 in their last 10, 6-0 on the road. Taking on the Buccos. What are you doing here, Paul?
I'll lay the half with the Braves.
I'm going to lay the 1.5 with the Braves. Buccos are 2-8 in their last 10. Ronzi gave up 4 in his return start last outing.
Odorizzi's been nice for the Braves, too.
Yeah. Ronzi's got good stuff, but tonight I take the Atlanta minus the 1.5. Doing anything?
I'm not doing anything. I had a little Buccos feeling, but I'm not gonna do it. But
next one, 7:05, Luis Sessa goes against Noah Syndergaard. Cincy at Philly. Call me crazy here. Cincy first five plus 1.5 from
hell
me.
Yeah,
plus 1.5.
Let me go through the plus 1.5. Let me go through Luis Sessa's game. So he's a relief guy, goes an inning. But he has given up in his inning or two. 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0. Hasn't given up a run since July 4th. If I could get two scoreless from Sessa, and then we just hang, we just hold on.
Piece it together, lads.
And that Syndergaard's given up 3-2-4 since he's been in Philly. They are 1-4 in their last 5. They've played some really good teams. So since he's not been good, 3-8 in their last fucking 11. But since he first 5 plus 1.5 for me. You sound like you're on that too.
Yeah, you just talked me into it. Reds first 5 plus 1.5. Let's do it.
Let's go to the Bronx where the Bombers are 4-14 in their last 18. The Mets travel in. They are 21-7 in their last 28. We get Scherzer versus Herman.
Bruce, when did you shave that mustache into your face?
Right when Matt Carpenter was kind of getting it going.
Maybe you should shave it to change the juju.
I think I have to. Ty's been on me about that. No, I mean, it's sad vibes heading into the Subway Series here. Plus 130
what's
is like
Toronto,
bringing,
like 7 back now?
I don't know.
8 it, after yesterday. Like, that was actually a big win for the Yanks yesterday.
Like Aaron Boone slammed the table and said, it doesn't matter who's back what. We need to play better. If we don't play better, nothing fucking matters anyway. We're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. Plus 130 here is like bringing a water gun to a 5-alarm fire. It is an absolute joke that they aren't like $2 underdogs tonight.
Oh, especially here.
Oh, man.
Here's why.
The best part about this is because like the Red Sox season has been shit pretty much all year. You just deal with it. Bruce has been in first place since day one.
We've been flying, and
he's just as disgruntled as I am right now.
Imagine,
makes me so happy.
Put it this way: imagine they were like ate up all year long. You'd be fine right now.
Oh, but, yeah.
If all but they were the, fucking 30
asked,
games
yeah,
up.
I know. Cool.
Asked you at the start of the season if today they were up 7 or 8 in the division, you'd be taken any day. Yeah.
We were flying first class to Minute Maid like, you know, a month ago. And now it's like this team stinks.
Scherzer's on the road. He's got 2-5-6 away. Here's why I like Scherzer and the Mets today. Full game. Scherzer gave up 4 in his last start. He doesn't normally put back-to-back bad starts together. Mets are also top 5 versus righties over the last month. Yankees are bottom 5. Herman, not terrible. He hasn't been terrible since he's came back.
Yeah, he's good.
But I will take Mets full game minus the 150.
Yeah, Mets first 5 money line for me, please.
LA, the Angels, are in Tampa. Tucker Davidson versus Jeff Springs, who's been good. He's got a 3-4-3, a 2-2-7 at home. He's given up 1-2-0 in his last 3. They are minus $2.20 on the money line, though. I didn't feel like laying it with the Rays. I don't trust them for some reason.
I'm out, pal.
Cole Ragans versus Sonny Gray. That's Texas at Minnesota. Cole Ragans in his 3 starts in the MLB has given up 3-5-0. He's got a 5-4 expected ERA. Sonny's been good, 0-3-0-1-1 in his last 5 starts, but Minnesota stinks against lefties, so I'm staying away.
I'm going to lay the half with the Twins.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way you can go.
Yeah.
If you're looking at this game, that's the only way you could go. I thought this one was interesting. Very interesting. St. Louis is at Chicago. Jordan Montgomery goes against Drew Smiley. This line is not high enough.
Yeah, I love the cards here.
Love them.
Yeah.
Fucking Montgomery's giving up 1 run in his 3 starts in St. Louis.
He's been lights.
They are top 5 versus lefties. Chicago, bottom against lefties. Drew Smiley's, I mean, he's okay. He'll give you some good starts here and there, but
yeah,
cards are hot. Like, what have they won, 7 in a row?
Did they come back yesterday?
Yep. Yeah.
Fucking ace. Fucking ace got shelled yesterday.
Fucking, so I'm going cards full game.
Cards first 5 money line, please.
Team Ride. I'll join you.
Okay.
Have we scored a fucking goal yet? Is it still 2-0?
Still 2-0.
Also, just a point, I feel like the baseball Team Ride is on a bit of a cold spell.
No, it's not. In what fucking world?
Fucking bring that up.
I think it's just me kind of mushing it, but yeah.
You're an asshole.
I can't believe we're going to lose to fucking United, dude. Yeah. We haven't lost to United in so long.
It's all right.
Fuck, talk about a Team Ride loss right here. Started off the show.
What is he talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. We all live
at Liverpool. We all live at Liverpool. Yeah.
I cashed out for peanuts.
Have to. Miami's in Oakland. Edward Cabrera versus Adam Aller. I talked about it last time Cabrera went. I fucking love it. It was actually when the under 4.5 game. That hit.
Yeah.
Cabrera, since he's been in the majors, has a 2.96. He's given up no earned runs in his last 3 starts. He gave up 5 one time and then 1-0 in his other starts. So he's been really good. Adam Aller, 8.59 at home. I'm going to now listen. Both of these teams fucking stink at hitting.
Good ball club.
Yeah, they stink at hitting. Both of them.
Castillo got lit up for the first time with the Mariners yesterday by the A's.
That'll happen. But I'm gonna lay the minus 150 first 5 with fucking Cabrera.
Good on you, lad.
And then Milwaukee and Dodgers. I got nothing.
No.
I'm laying the 1.5. It's actually the only play I had heading in. Lauer. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah,
just easy answer. Just do A on the Scantron for every answer.
Okay, let's go through our picks. Go ahead, pal.
I have the Mets first 5 money line, Braves first 5 minus half, Twins first 5 money minus half, Cards first 5 money line.
I have Braves full game minus 1.5, Reds first 5 plus 1.5, Mets money line. Full game. Cardinals money line, full game. And the Marlins first 5 money line.
I have the Reds plus 1.5, first five, Cardinals money line, Dodgers minus 1.5, and the Mets money line.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't have the Mets, but you get it.
I do get it. Congrats.
They still haven't taken off fucking Milner.
Getting him some burn.
Congrats to the UFC boost. That hit again.
Nice. Patrick Cantley, man.
Oh, yeah. Bruce won a bunch of money on fucking
Thursday. That was nice. Yeah, I gave that out Thursday. Should have probably been a little louder about it. But, hey, thank you, Patrick Cantley.
Good on you.
29-1.
Good on you. Hey, good on you.
Good on you, Bruce.
I could cash out this Liverpool bet for $6.
I think I might cash out Juventus, too.
Juventus, fucking nobody's. I mean,
they scored one, and I think it got VAR'd out of there.
The only thing was, like, you saw what happened with Newcastle and City yesterday. Like, there's still hope for a title fight, but I don't know. I mean, Liverpool, 3 games to start the season without a fucking win.
It's early. Hey, it's early. Just sets up for the fucking Spurs to take the whole thing.
Yeah, Mo Salah left out the Spurs as their league rivals. Said, we got Chelsea, Arsenal, and...
Arsenal's playing well, too, huh, Bo?
Arsenal's playing very well. That's the thing. When you Bruce sign players that have already proved themselves within the EPL, like, it's so much smarter than bringing other players in.
Okay, today we did...
Cash out that relegation ticket, Bruce.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, there's still time.
Baseball, we did. Football, we did. Buddy.
Don't forget the Chargers, dude.
Yes, Chargers. AFC West finale. Second shortest odd to win the division at plus 240. 1,400 on the Super Bowl. AFC is plus 850. Over-under is 10. Yes is minus 160 to make the playoffs. They added Gerald Everett, tight end, Khalil Mack, Van Noy, J.C. Jackson on the defensive side. They lost Bulaga. They lost Kazir White. They lost Chris Harris Jr. They replaced most of those guys. Here's my thing with the Chargers. Mack and Bosa have to stay healthy. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams have to stay healthy. They would like Derwin James to stay healthy too, but I don't know if he's like a must stay healthy. He definitely makes them a lot better, but it's all about getting to the quarterback. If those guys stay healthy, I really like the Chargers. They get some decent games that are easily Jags, Houston, Seattle, Atlanta, Cleveland at home, obviously without Deshaun. And then they also get at home the Raiders, the Chiefs, and Broncos, obviously, because that's in the division. And then Miami and Tennessee, they play at home, too. So I think their schedule actually – I mean, it obviously has some hard teams on it, but I think it actually sets up well because they get some of the harder games at home. They're home against the Rams, too. They're away against San Francisco, Arizona, and the Colts. But other than that, I think it sets up.
What's their over-under?
10.
They have to hit that. With this schedule, have to.
Like the first, what do you think? 4-1 after the first five, potentially? When you get Jags, Houston,
maybe Browns. Maybe 3-2?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. But it's home against the Raiders. You expect them to win at home their division game.
Yeah, I'll give you that. So up until the bye week, they should be
5-2 at the worst.
I think if you're gonna give them the Raiders, I'd give them the Broncos 6-1. They should be 6-1 going into the bye.
And then you get Falcons 7-1.
And then if you can't win 5 of those last game, well, fucking bring back Anthony Lynn for a fucking fourth quarter drive.
So we like the roster is good. Obviously,
their schedule is the best out of the AFC West by far.
I know.
By far, far.
Well, that's because they had... Well, no, that's because they came in third.
Yeah, it was the Broncos. The
Broncos was probably similar, if not easier. But probably similar.
I don't know. I just...
No, I think the Broncos...
This is such a stupid way of looking at things, but I have to see the Chargers prove they can win. They just find a way to lose. They always have. Like, how did they not make the playoffs last year?
They have. Yeah. They always find a way to fuck stuff up.
It was Anthony Lynn, and then you got rid of him. And then what was it last year? Like, how did you get over the line last year?
A big problem that they had last year was they got fucking gashed, dude. They could not stop the run to save their lives. So you could look for that to start the season. But
why? I still don't understand. The report came out again yesterday. Raiders remain interested in Sue. Fucking sign the guy, dude. We got 2 fucking weeks.
There's a lot of guys still, like Joe Hayden's still out there. There's a lot of guys still out there, like big name veterans that are still out there.
Yeah.
I don't know when they're going to get signed. Maybe after the final cuts. Joe Hayden
seems like he has retired.
He has not.
Seems like.
What?
On Instagram, he has.
That might be the most outlandish thing you've said.
He does not. It doesn't seem like he's working out.
Why? Because he didn't post it on Instagram?
Yeah, he's posting. All he's posting is a picture of a tattoo of him in a half Steelers, half Browns jersey.
You are quite the human being, dude.
5 days ago, working out. Caption says, year 13 loading. Five days ago. Year 13 loading. Oh, this guy's done.
No one?
Where's he signed the retirement papers yet? Christ.
No one speaks with such confidence on things.
You're the fucking best, man. Year 13 loading, guys.
Hey.
Hasn't worked out since last year.
Tell you what, if you get a tattoo on the off season, you're done. Okay? You're done. Man, I love you, dude. You're the best.
Seemed like a retirement tattoo.
Because you got the two teams. I get it. I get where your brain went.
Here you, man, whoever he signs with, I will send you a Joe Hayden tarp that you can wear.
All right, let's get out of here. Good show. Good start to the week, boys. Tomorrow we'll do NFC West. We'll start there.
Oh, Toronto FC didn't get it done. They are great going forward, but they make some fucking bad mistakes.
That'll happen. They play with a little bit of flair. That'll happen.
They're back double chance this weekend, though. We'll be back on the horse.
What was I just going to say? Fuck! Oh, Cardinals tomorrow. Cardinals.
All right.
Right? Alphabetical. Arizona.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much higher than that one.
Watch the film. Do the homework.
Arizona. Kyler's calling plays. We'll start with them tomorrow. Good luck tonight. If you're betting Falcons and Jets, good luck. If you're betting
Dirty Birds.
MLB.
Go Ritter.
Get your week zero studying in for this weekend. We're almost here. And we will be back tomorrow, 10 minutes after Pat's show. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.